From KALW News, I'm Yosmay Del Mazo with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today we're talking about Oakland's Measure OO. That's a new initiative to change the structure of the Oakland Public Ethics Commission. So what is the Oakland Public Ethics Commission? It's an unpaid commission of 7 residents that ensures the city's government makes decisions that are transparent and unbiased. The commission makes reports about city budgets, campaigns, and lobbying. It also investigates unethical practices like bribery and can impose fines. That authority was only granted a decade ago, which was the last time Oaklanders voted to change the commission's policies. Since then, the workload has only increased, and there is a backlog of investigations that have been tabled indefinitely. If Measure OO passes, the Public Ethics Commission creates another investigator position to meet this increased workload. It will also establish new policies. Supporters believe that updating these policies will help keep Oakland's government accountable and boost trust. Proponents include over half the city council members and 2 former commissioners. Opponents include 2 council members and 1 resident. 1 council member opposes more spending with the current budget deficit. So to recap, a yes vote on Measure OO will mean changes to the Public Ethics Commission policies, including adding a paid investigator position. If you vote no, the Public Ethics Commission policies stay the same, and an investigator will not be added to the commission. That's a brief take on Measure OO. You can find more election coverage at kalw.org. From KALW News, I'm Yosmay Del Mazo.